today is Matt Groves. Matt, how are you?
Doing good, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to the show. I can't remember how long it's been.
Oh, it's been a few years.
It's been a long time. Yeah. We spoke, you gave an Android talk.
That's right.
And that was the day we met.
Yes.
It was that day, and I asked you if you could record, and I think you were early in your speaking career.
Yeah, well, it was. It was very early, yes.
Look at you now.
Yeah, right. I've come a long way.
Now what are you?
I'm a developer advocate for Couchbase, so I do speaking as part of my job now.
Outstanding. We used to call those evangelists.
And yeah, same thing. That's
excellent. In fact, I saw your talk on NoSQL.
That's right.
NoSQL and toasters.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sorry I was late for it, but if I ask a question that you answered in the talk, everybody here wasn't even at the talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so,
right. It's fair game now.
It's fair game now. What was the title of the talk was what?
Yeah, I have a NoSQL toaster. Why would I want a NoSQL database?
is a toaster really NoSQL?
Yeah. Well, it is. You can't use SQL queries on it. You can store data in it in the form of bread, and you can get data out in the form of toast. So it's as much a NoSQL database as anything.
It's schemaless.
Right. There's no schema.
There are no foreign keys.
Yeah. It takes wheat bread, white bread, all kinds.
What's your favorite NoSQL database?
Well, my favorite is Couchbase, of course. I'm obligated to say that. They're my employer.
Yeah. So let's talk about, let's narrow it down. Because NoSQL, sure. As you say, not only is it a big topic because it's not well-defined, but even if you were to define it as, schemaless, non-relational databases,
sure.
There's a lot of variety. And there's even different types of them. What type is Couchbase?
So Couchbase is... it's a multi-model database, so it's a document database is one of the main use cases, but it can also act as a key value store as well.
Can we define those terms? What is a document database, for example?
So a document database is basically a key value store. You have a key. Each document has a key, and a value contains some information. The difference is that a key value store, that data can be whatever. It can be some random blob. It's a data agnostic, if you will. Mm-hmm. Whereas a document database, you're going to have to use some sort of document structure like JSON or XML or Bison or something like that. Mm-hmm. And your documents will be in that format.
Okay. Tell me specifically Couchbase. What problems does it solve?
So Couchbase is a document database that is distributed and highly available and also has a built-in caching layer. Onto it there. So some of the things that it solves well is availability. So you have a cluster of nodes that make up a Couchbase cluster. And if one of those nodes goes down, the other nodes will compensate and you can still use the database until you get that node back up. And the other thing that you can do is scaling. So you can just rack up another server to your cluster.
Okay.
And you can just add more capacity that way to your whole cluster.
When we speak of clusters, different databases define clusters differently.
Sure.
When we add another server, are we syncing up another copy of the database, storing it there?
Not exactly. So a Couchbase cluster is a collection of one or more nodes. Each of those nodes typically is one machine, one server.
Okay.
And then when you, as you do operations to that cluster, Couchbase will use a hashing algorithm to determine, well, which node should I write this data to or get this data from? So it's an automatic sharding that spreads out the data evenly amongst the nodes. And additionally, you can replicate data. So if a node goes down, you have a backup copy of it on other nodes.
Okay.
You can still read from.
So by default, you're going to automatically shard your database.
That's correct.
And therefore spread it across multiple nodes. And allows you to query data simultaneously, different parts of the data simultaneously, right?
Well, certainly there's some asynchronous options to query from Couchbase, sure. And the thing is, you don't have to think about, as a developer, you don't have to think about those individual nodes. As long as they're part of a cluster, you're dealing with the cluster manager itself and not figuring out which node.
I guess what I'm getting at is the big advantage of this clustering in this way is maybe the size of the database.
You
can infinitely scale the size of the database.
Yes, you can scale out very, very large data sets, absolutely.
Okay, because you're not limited to just a single server or
correct.
A single node on
correct.
Which to store it. Okay.
Right.
All right. And you can do that with other databases, but they take
absolutely.
A lot more configuration.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's very easy. Like in my session today, I talked about Couchbase is very easy, and React is very easy to scale out. Relational databases traditionally are not as easy to scale out just because they're relational, and tables are related to each other, and that's hard to split across multiple servers.
Right, especially if you have one data on one server related to data on another
server. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What about availability? Set up a node goes down. And you've only got one copy of the data on that one node. That's got to be a problem.
Right. Absolutely.
How does Couchbase handle that?
So there is an option to replicate documents. So when you're writing a document, you can replicate it to one, two, or three other nodes.
Okay.
So if that node goes down, you have a replica copy that you can read from. Or potentially, if that node stays down, you can then promote that document to an active copy and then just pick up where you left off.
Okay. What happens in the meantime? Does the data keep working? Does the database keep working?
Yeah, the database will keep working. In the meantime, it'll keep taking in new writes and queries, and it's available as long as you have at least one node, but hopefully a lot more than that in a cluster that are still up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do we mention here? What are the other advantages?
Also, I mentioned scalability. One of the things about document databases in general is that there's no schema that's enforced by the database. So you can write a JSON document of any kind and save it as a document. So, in a relational database, if you want to add a new field, you have to say alter table, add new field. It's got to be of this type. Mm-hmm. With a document database, you just say, okay, save this JSON object to the database, and it will do that. It will not... Mm-hmm. Require you to define a scheme or anything like that.
Sure. In some ways, that's an advantage. In some ways, I see that that's kind of a disadvantage because now any validation of that data has to happen in your application.
Right. And it does sometimes put more work on your application layer to do that enforcement. So you do have to think carefully about schemas still. Even though it's a schemaless database, it just means that you're in charge of the schema instead of the database.
Okay. What about reporting? Sometimes document databases are not as good at, say, ad hoc reporting, for example.
Sure.
As a relational database. Is that true of Couchbase?
Document databases. So with Couchbase, there's a couple options for that. So if you are using BI tools that you're already comfortable with, like Excel or Power BI or something, there's ODBC and JDBC drivers available that connect to Couchbase. That'll turn your standard ANSI SQL into a what's called a NQL query, which is a Couchbase's superset of SQL. It'll turn into a NQL query and return you the data to your normal BI reporting applications. And additionally, we integrate with a lot of the big data tools like Kafka and Spark, so you can do your analytics and Hadoop and things like that. And finally, the NQL query language itself is great for doing aggregations and sums and averages and things like that with normal SQL syntax that you're used to using.
So you say it's a superset of SQL.
That's
right. Does that mean if I just write normal SQL that it will work?
Yes, for the most part. All the SQL you're used to writing, selects, inserts, updates, deletes, merges, they all work.
Mm-hmm.
A superset means that because it's JSON data, there's some additional stuff that needs to be in there to handle, you know, some things that JSON does that a normal table doesn't do.
All right. You were telling me earlier about there's a mobile product.
That's true.
It's similar to the Couchbase server database.
We have a Couchbase mobile, which is really made up of two separate pieces of software. One is Couchbase Lite, which is an embedded database that you can put on a mobile device like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a replacement for SQLite, but it's NoSQL, so it's you have the flexibility of schema.
And does that work pretty much the same way? Like as a developer, if I write to the mobile Couch, is it?
It's a different API, so it's not going to be exactly the same, but it's very similar to how it works. It's an offline first strategy with Couchbase Lite, so you can write to that without being connected to the internet, so you can save data to your Couchbase Lite database.
The sync is for when you do get connected.
Right.
Then you can synchronize with the server product.
That's right. So you can optionally install Couchbase Sync Gateway, and then if you tell your Couchbase Lite database where the sync gateway is, it will be able to sync with that gateway and with other Couchbase Lite databases around the world. So if I purchase something on my mobile phone and I bring it up on another device, that data will be synced over and it'll show up there as well.
Interesting. What else? Have we not talked about something that you feel we should have covered?
Oh, that's quite a lot, I think. If you're interested, I would recommend you go to play with Couchbase. It's an open source product.
Where would I go?
Go to couchbase.com. There's a big download button right there. Okay. And check out the Couchbase server. It's open source, and it's free for you to download and play with.
Okay.
And check it out.
All right, so it's free for me to download and play, but how does Couchbase, the company, make money?
Also, we have the community server edition, which is always free, open source, for you to use even in production if you want to. You can use the community server. And we have an enterprise edition, which has a few more powerful features to it. It's also one release ahead of mm-hmm. Couchbase Community. And you also get some support if you buy that and deploy it to production. So that's how Couchbase pays me.
Pretty comfortable model. A lot of people use that model.
Sure, yeah.
You're advocating this. You're speaking about it. Are you writing about it as well?
Yeah, I'm blogging at blog.couchbase.com. I do a lot of blogging there. And I'm also blogging on my own blog sometimes, crosscuttingconcerns.com.
Matt, thanks so much for taking time.
Thanks for having me on the show again, David. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your technology.